This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're live today from Botno, North Dakota, taking your calls at 800-228-0550. What do you think the big buzz in Botno is today? We're getting close to it, and a few folks are nibbling right around it, but not quite there last hour, so that's my big question for you today. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I am hearing from a lot of different corners that Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are making travel plans to North Dakota, because 1 week from tomorrow, the Republican convention will convene, and a number of Republican delegates that will be in Ohio for the national convention will be free agents. Unbound, because there was not a caucus or a primary in North Dakota. Now, again, I've heard it, and nothing official, so don't say it's official and it's going to happen, but just a lot of chatter. A lot of chatter. Now, it makes sense on paper that that would happen, and obviously with this race, so much happens so fast. They probably are making these decisions little by little, but I would tell you, if you're thinking about attending that, that might not be a bad idea. Might not be a bad idea. Either way, it'll be rather exciting, obviously, with this governor's race and the three-way contest for the governor's race that's going on, and the presidential nomination intrigue. Plenty of reasons to do it. So just thought I'd get that right there on your calendar. By the way, Garth Brooks tickets are back on sale. Garth Brooks and Bob from South Dakota would get along pretty good because they're big Obama fans. I'm trying to separate.
They had the third show.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm trying to separate the political commentary of Garth Brooks from his musical talents. Is that possible? Can you do that?
Yes.
I wish they would just shut up and sing myself, because I just don't,
Oh, I know. I'm with you. If I'm paying to go to a concert. I'm paying to go to some political speech or something.
Right. And if especially at the event. Now, on the other hand,
right.
if they just, in his case, he's been a big Obama supporter and done things with Obama and everything else. If he can just do that in his non-singing time, and when he sings, just sing, are you able to sort of disconnect his views and just enjoy the singing? I usually do. And by the way, if you didn't, you wouldn't listen to a song or go to a movie if you weren't able to disconnect the two, because it just kind of goes with the turf, If you have those kind of talents, you generally come from sort of a liberal arts background and you want to save the world and, you have this utopian view of how things ought to be. And so I guess it's not not unusual, but anyway, they did add a third show. That was what I wanted to tell you. That was the news there. So there you go. We have a ginormous amount of texts here, a few calls we've not had a chance to get to. We'll play some of those. We welcome others. We are in Botno today for our top 10 tour stop. Love getting to all the communities across North Dakota that are in our top 10 camp, and Botno's the latest. Thank Pat Arts, the president of the State Bank of Botno, for having us. And Pat, along with other fine sponsors here today, bringing us here, and they include the folks from Botno Lumber, as well as Mickelson Aggregates, Farmers Appliance, Mattern Family Meats, and Botno Hometown Market. We're going to chat with some folks from Botno about what's happening in this bustling little community up on the border, coming up a little later on this hour as well, so we'll get to that. I've been looking for your help in trying to, this surprised me, but I'm excited about it. I'm glad about it. Botno is a buzz about something, nothing on the international scene with what's happening in Belgium, nothing on the political scene. I mean, again, people are talking about it, but the big buzz, the chatter I'm picking up overwhelmingly, nothing to do with those things. you know, the presidential race. Obviously concerned about the ag economy and where things are at with prices in oil and ag markets, probably getting ready for the recreational side of things. All those are somewhere on the radar. But the big buzz, what do you think it is? Tell me. 800-228-0550. I'm not giving you any more clues. You have what you have. All right? There we go. We're going to chat with Carson Wentz's father, Doug Wentz. Can you imagine what it's like to be Carson Wentz's dad right now, seeing the attention on your son? And I tell you, I'd love to meet the guy when you think about it. Somebody texted me a note about Carson Wentz and said he has a pickup, and on the pickup he has three decals on the back. And one of the decals is a little bison. You'd expect that, right? Little a bison logo of some sort. A small duck, because he's a big outdoorsman, hunter, fisherman, and a really large cross. Now, how many kids just out of college are driving around with a really large cross on the back? You know, this young man is really quite an extraordinary story. Bismarck, North Dakota, to the big leagues. It's cool. It really is. So neat that we have that story as well today. What else am I going to do before I get to these calls at 800-228-0550? You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. So we'll have Steve Alterman in a chat with Carson Wentz's father here momentarily. So stay tuned for that coming up right around the corner as well. I have one more thing I know I need to do, but I can't remember what exactly it is. Oh, I know. I need to tell you about MyPillow. How can I forget a good night's sleep, Todd, courtesy of MyPillow? We just had somebody send us an email saying...
I think we should send one to that guy in South Dakota, but...
Yeah. I'm not sure that pillow could fix that guy. I'm not sure it could do it. So the emailer sent us a note about the customer service at MyPillow. Said he was just really impressed. Thanks for supporting a great product, but just wanted you to know they really take good care of you when you call. And they've also taken care of our listeners because you are the only folks of any radio show, any network news channel that gets this deal. The 4-for-1 deal, the classic 4-pack combo, $99.98. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Okay, let's get to it here. Steve in Antler, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Steve?
That's Pete.
Oh, Pete. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Good. I'm all feeding my cows. You told me I had to do that today, so.
I hope you feed your cows. I don't want them to go hungry.
There you go. The buzzing bottle's got to be the Bison winning 5 national championships from Carson Wentz. It's got to be.
Boy, you nailed it. Carson Wentz, that's the buzz. I mean, that's unbelievable. People are really revved up about this story. Why do you think they're so revved up about it?
He's a hometown boy. You know, like I told you last night, Carson is a pretty solid kid, and he's a humble kid. And he was humble long before he got all the notoriety he's got, and he's going to do great. He's going to do a lot of great things for North Dakota.
So how about that? So I'm talking to Pete Arts right now, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So Pete was part of the welcoming crew last night for me into town. The Antler Welcoming Committee was down last night at the Cobblestone and had a great chat. And I was amazed at, you know, the buzz about the Carson Wentz story and what was happening today. And with everything happening, that was pretty darn cool. So, and by the way, I came and saw your brother here at the State Bank of Bono today. Same thing all over again. So it's everywhere. And
you got it.
I'm impressed.
And it's only going to get better. I mean, he is a class act kid, that person. And I can't wait to entertain you in Antler. We are going to have a good time. So
really looking forward to that. Coming up there early in July. So we'll be telling folks about that as we get closer to it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you've built there in Antler. A lot of good folks have come together to do some neat things. So it'll be fun to be there.
It's a true North Dakota story. It really is.
It is awesome. I don't know why you call yourselves the Outlaws. All the good work you're doing. Your brother's threatening to tell me, so I might have some dirt by the time I get there.
Well, before you make a judgment, maybe after we hang you from a tree or something, maybe that Jack guy should come up too. Maybe teach that fellow a thing or two, too.
Yeah, we'll bring him up. Special guest. Exactly right. What happens in Antler stays in Antler. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it very much. Jamie Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Bob in South Dakota there, he sounds just like these typical left-wingers who are showing up at Trump's rallies causing all this violence. Boy, he wants to come up here and have a shootout with you with his multi-shot assault pistol, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, if he's such a big Obama fan, what the heck's he even doing owning guns? He should take the initiative, go ahead and clean it up, and then go down to the sheriff's office and turn it in because he don't need any guns. You know? And then Garth Brooks, you know, you guys are talking about you wish they just wouldn't talk about their politics. Well, actually, I appreciate it when artists and actors and stuff do that because that just means I don't have to give them one dime of my money and go support them when they can take that and give it to a Democrat who comes in and then they get people elected that Bob likes.
So it's safe to say you don't have a ticket in the third wave here of the third show. You're not buying.
If Garth Brooks gave me his cowboy hat, I'd put it on the ground and stomp on it. You guys have a good day.
All right, I hear you. Oh my gosh, love the passion of our audience. That's for sure. We're live at State Bank of Bodno today. Top 10 talent tour. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. A chat with Carson Wentz's father when we return.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest Tom Deutscher talking about the Run for Change, a special event started in memory of his son, pregnant daughter-in-law, and granddaughter who were killed by a drunk driver.
We really didn't want our son's family viewed as more than just victims of a drunk driver. We wanted them to be remembered for, you know, their accomplishments, the lives they touched, and the positive influence they had on society at such a young age. This is really a great event for the whole family. You get to spend some time together, you get some exercise, and you can pay tribute to those who are impacted by drinking and driving, much like us. So many people have the idea that it's normal and socially acceptable to drive home after a few drinks, and the reality is that a poor decision such as that may be their final decision, such as in our case.
Join us for the Run for Change, April 23rd in Bismarck, as we run together to change attitudes about drunk driving. To learn more, register, or sponsor the event, go to ndrun.org. Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today with our Top 10 Town Tour on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Steve Hallstrom from our team is out at the Fargo Dome, where most of the NFL world is focused today, especially on the potential draft picks that are there. Carson Wentz, obviously, the big story, but there's others as well that are being watched. And You checked in earlier and said things were starting a little bit slow. How are they looking now?
Yeah, things are picking up a little bit. There have been a lot of drills already with the offensive linemen and some receivers and some defensive backs. NFL Network is on the air now with this live coverage from the Fargo Dome. Mike Mayock and the team talking about what's going on here. Carson Wentz is loosening up. He'll begin his drills and his workout for the scouts here in a few minutes. The most nervous guy in the building is not Carson Wentz today. He's actually pretty much at ease, Scott. He's just walking around, smiling and talking to people. I think the most nervous guy in the house today is Doug Wentz, Carson's dad here from Bismarck today, taking in everything. He just had a short exchange with Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns here, shook hands and exchanged a few words real quickly. And I had a chance to talk to Doug a couple minutes ago, and I said, Doug, what's this like for you today?
Yeah, today it kind of goes back into a little bit of anxiousness and nervousness. You know, it seems like it was just the other day we were in Frisco with those nerves again. So ready for this day to be over. Hopefully it's a successful day.
What's it like for a dad to go through this with your family?
Learned a lot. That's the one thing. It's, 15 months of this is all kind of brand new, but it's been very enjoyable and it's fun to learn new stuff.
What are his agents and his representatives telling him about how important today is?
It's been the mix of course, Frisco, very important, Mobile, then we go to Indy. It's all, you know, about the same.
Does it drive you crazy trying to figure out where he might go, who might pick him? Somebody says this in the media, somebody calls and asks that, and trying to read into everything, I'm guessing it'd drive you crazy if you let it.
A little bit, but I think I've just resigned myself to it is what it is. I know Carson's being a very detailed young man. He's just anxious to know, okay, where am I going to be living? What am I going to be doing? Who's my teammates? But myself, I've just kind of pulled back and said it is what it is.
The whole process of going through this from a little kid growing up in Bismarck to Fargo, now the world is watching your son. How do you put that into words for a dad?
Surreal, I think, is the word that continually comes up. The funny thing is I'm looking at all these people and you look at TV and it's just this little redheaded kid from Bismarck, North Dakota, and all the eyes are on him, so it's kind of cool.
And Doug told me they have not decided yet, Scott, if they're going to go to Chicago for the draft or if they'll stay in Bismarck. And they certainly have no idea who might select Carson and where. There's a lot of talk, but they're guessing just like the rest of us.
Any buzz about Philadelphia talking about trading up?
You know, that's the buzz today, and that started kind of creeping around a little bit yesterday. Although you really can't put any stock in any of the rumors, teams will come out and say certain things just to make people think they're going one way when they really want to go another. So everybody's talking about it, but nobody's putting a lot of stock into, I think, any of those rumors right now.
How long will the events of the draft day today at the Fargo Dome go?
Well, the workouts are scheduled to go here for about another 45 minutes or so, and they've not really done anything with Carson yet. He's just kind of getting ready to go right now. I think it'll probably be another 45 minutes. Carson's workout won't be all that long. He'll do a little footwork, a little agility, a few throws, and some other things. And once we find out more about how that all turns out, we'll let you know, too.
All right, very interesting. Thanks for the update. Exciting day, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun. Yep, it's just something very different than what we normally see in Fargo, North Dakota, that's for sure.
That's for sure. All right, Steve Hallstrom live at the Fargo Dome today, the NFL day there today, and the every NFL team represented. Scouts looking at a multitude of players, but obviously Carson Wentz is getting a lot of attention, as he should, being a potential first-round draft pick there. Neat chat with his dad as well. Hope you enjoyed that. Just imagine that as a dad, to be able to soak all that in. And you know, it's pretty amazing, so pretty cool. 800-228-0550. One emailer wanted us to remind folks that there is a event in the Lincoln Park in Grand Forks today, thank an ROTC member, that'll be happening. So take that in. There's been a story we really not had a lot of chance to talk about at UND, and I've got to get my arms around some of the facts of it. I'm hearing bits and pieces, but supposedly some professor having issues with the drills on campus by the ROTC members, and so this is a product of that, which I'm glad they're doing it. that is happening. So 4 p.m. today in Lincoln Park. Take that in. Todd, a couple of calls that we have not got to that came in off the air. We want to roll a couple of those.
Ron and Bismarck, it's another one of the pitfalls of Common Core. It promotes socialism, communism, and then demeans freedom and America's way of living. So that's one of the reasons we're fighting it until the very end. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate that call. Thank you very much. And there is a passionate group of folks that are taking it on. And by the way, our education system bears the brunt of the lack of knowledge on the difference between the American experiment and what other countries have seen. There's no doubt about it. So to the extent that there's not a knowledge of the dangers of socialism and how people risk their lives to escape it, you have to put part of that on education. So I hear you. No question about that. And again, to me, the whole Common Core debate, just let education standards be determined at the local level. We need to, education needs to be better, but ultimately, you know, the values of Botno are different than the values of Boston, and they ought to be decided in these communities. Another call. Go ahead and roll that one on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Scott, good morning, Scott. Todd. Scott, remember that advice I gave you? Never argue with an idiot. They will drag you down to their level and beat you with their experience.
I'm going to say yes. I do remember, maybe not chapter and verse, but I'm guessing he's referring to a caller from yesterday and one from earlier today that that has provoked a lot of your ire today. We have one messenger that says, today I think you guys need to take Bob a little bit more serious. This is the type of guy that could go postal, not serious about what he said. Through my experience with law enforcement, somebody ought to keep an eye on him. Postal, is that a technical term? I'm not familiar with that term. Here's another text. I would hate to offend Bob, but it's easy to look up. The North Dakota is ranked 48th in the nation for taking federal money and funding as a percentage of revenue. Sorry, Bob, but South Dakota is ninth, the ninth most dependent state. Thanks, Scott and Todd, for all you do. Appreciate that. Another texter says, I didn't know there were any rocks that dense in South Dakota that Bob could live under. I think he should take his challenge on the cold 45. All right. Yeah, we've actually had calls to replay the thread in the conversation on the Colt 45 that he declined.
Oh, we're on K-Fire tonight, so.
Yeah, that's true. Shows are repeated 7 to 9 p.m. on K-Fire, which you can hear on the moon. So tune it in and check it out if you want to hear that again.
On the moon.
All right, the moon, yep. Short break, back with more from Botno on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, we who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing, unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're in Motno today, top 10 tour stop on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 550K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, as well as KTGO and KLTC 1460. So wherever you're listening, we appreciate that, the iHeartMedia app as well, and of course, two broadcasts a day on 550K Fire, and a lot of ways to tune in and listen to us, the podcast. Contact us 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Thank our fine sponsors who make our broadcast go 365 days a year, and that includes our friends at Pipers, who have a heck of a lineup of machinery auctions coming up. Next one will be in Lemon, South Dakota on the 29th. And I went through the list the other day of the tractors. It'll be up, all the John Deere equipment, newer model John Deere equipment. There's tractors, there's combines, there's all kinds of things. That some really good deals. So will be had by folks there on low hour, late model John Deere equipment. Same thing in Goodrich, North Dakota on the 31st. Also lots of green iron there. Carson, North Dakota on the 13th. Cat tractors, Cat combine and header, a Bobcat skid steer. 14th in Regent with more green iron there. April 22nd in Bowman. And the 27th in Devil's Lake, Starkweather on the 28th. Go to Pipers.com, and you'll see a complete listing of all of the things they have going at Pipers.com. There's an auction calendar and has a listing of all the items as well. So integrity, innovation, results, you're going to find it all from our friends Kevin Piper and his team at Pipers Auction. You can also call for a catalog at 877-700-4099. Our top 10 town tour here in Botno. Brought to you in part by our friends at the State Bank of Botno. We thank them for bringing us to town today. And we're going to talk a little bit about some things happening in Botno. Botno Lumber, Mickelson Aggregates, the Farmer's Appliance, as well as the Cobblestone Inn and Suites, and, of course, State Bank of Botno as well. So we're going to talk to Pat Arts in a moment. All right, so there was quite a buzz in town about the new Patterson grain. And this is a lot of construction happening right now, and they'll be cranking by later this year and rolling for harvest. So looking forward to finding out more about that. Daryl Fisher is here with Patterson Grain. Daryl, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
So tell us about this facility. What are you building here?
We're actually putting up a very high-efficient, high-throughput facility. It should be about 3.2 million bushels. We've got a 130-car loop track for loading out. We'll have the two driveway receivings. Big, beautiful office is just about complete. We'll be in there in a month. It'll be a probe facility with a scale-in, scale-out. Like I say, very high-efficient facility, yes.
What are growers going to achieve from that they can't now?
Well, a very minimal lineup, basically, in that regard. The grain will be probed, so when it hits the driveway, you know which direction it goes, so that allows, you know, with your efficiencies, when it hits the driveways, it's going to the bin and gone, and so they got no weight. Yes.
So the innovation and the technology you bring really speeds things up for these guys.
That's correct, yeah.
Get them in and out.
Yeah, it's actually even hard for me to fathom, kind of being old school in the business for a lot of years. This facility versus some of our other facilities up in Canada, it'll be far and beyond as far as loading times, receiving times. It'll be state-of-the-art, yeah.
And explain the rail line here. Where does it go?
From here, we'll go Pacific Northwest. The wheat will likely go down the Chicago corridor to mills. There'll be a little bit go to Duluth. It doesn't spread that well going that direction, so it'll likely be Pacific Northwest and south to flour mills directly. Yeah.
And this is not a new line of work for the folks at Patterson, right? You've been doing this for a lot of years in other markets, right?
That's correct, yes. Patterson Global Foods, Patterson Grain, is a 108-year-old family-owned business. So they've been at it for a long time. We're very diversified. They've, got ownership in terminals up in Canada as well as seed companies. We have an organic flour mill. Very vast, diversified company in agriculture.
In your time ramping up, getting this thing going after it's been announced and now you're building and cranes are up there and you're going, what are you hearing? What do people in the community say about it?
Actually, the reception for myself and the company in town has been fantastic. Everybody's wishing us well. Glad we're here. Producers have been unbelievable. They really, looking for another competitor obviously is good for their business as well, right? So, the reception's been fantastic. Our contact list is growing every day. Our pricing's out there. We're getting it out and about now. And, so everybody's very receptive.
And construction on schedule and on track for everything?
Yes. I was just talking to the engineer on Tuesday. In fact, I was in Winnipeg at our head office yesterday. And, they're actually ahead of schedule a little bit. It's been nice weather, concrete pours and stuff. So we'll be opening in September by the looks of it right now and barring any major hiccups here. So.
Well, it's quite the project to watch.
Yes, it is.
It's something to see. And, these are not just your average little construction project. You got a lot to it.
Yeah, no, from my understanding, I think the concrete plant last Thursday set a new record for their output when we're pouring for the bases of one of the bins. I believe it was like 874 yards in one day. So just incredible to think about. So
part of that $3.2 million is going in a little cement, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
The facility overall will be $25, $30 million before it's done. So.
And I imagine the community Botno likes that because there's a lot of opportunity for, the folks here to have a project to contribute to. How are they doing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, we're getting lots of people, lots of resumes coming in. We will be start hiring for elevator staff. We'll start interviewing in a month and a half. June, July, we'll be starting to put offers out for those. We're looking at 10 people for working inside. Besides, we've got Christy Brennan, who's our office admin person, and we just had Jessica Kuntz as a grain marketer come on board with us last week. So, we're starting to get some personnel in place.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Anybody interested in wanting to get on our pricing list, to see our grain prices? We do have a website, but unfortunately the best way is to get on our messaging system so we can contact them. And our office number is 228-3250, or my cell number is 480-9840. And we'll gladly put them on the pricing list, and they can start receiving our prices. We've got various contracts. Some are a little different than what they're accustomed to. I think they'll find them very interesting and a very good tool for their farming operation. So, gladly we'll contact them. We'll jump in the truck. We'll run out and meet them, whatever we have to do.
Daryl Fisher from Patterson Grain. Give us your numbers one more time, Daryl.
Okay, our office phone number is 701-228-3250. And a cell phone that they can contact me at is 701-480-9840.
Sounds good. Nice to see you.
Great, thank you.
Looking forward to getting a little tour of the operation later on.
Absolutely.
Julie Mears is here. Julie and her husband own the Golden Rule Clothing Store. So another little project we want to tell you about here in Botno. Julie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
So tell me a little bit about the Golden Rule Clothing Store.
Well, it's been around since 1942. We bought it from the original family. We have two locations, one here in Botno and one in Rolla. And 15 years ago, my husband and I decided to move to a town of 1,200. to open a retail store. And you can imagine how that went over with the with my parents.
Where are your parents from?
I'm from East Lansing, Michigan.
Is that right? You said we're out of here, Michigan, we don't like it anymore, we're going to Botano?
Well, at that time I was living in Springfield, Illinois, and Todd was living in Iowa City, Iowa. So after many retail jumps, we both landed in Madison, Wisconsin, and the owner approached us and said, how would you guys like to buy a business? And unbeknownst to the owner at the time, we had gone home and saw his family because he's from Rolla, North Dakota originally. And I said, why don't you buy me that little store downtown, and we'll move here. Well, 2 years later, he did.
The rest is history.
That's right.
That's a pretty rich history, though. I mean, retail and a clothing store being around that long in a small community, pretty amazing story. How has the Golden Rule survived all these years?
It has. It's done well. We have a unique climate up here north of Highway 2. I mean, we're 2 hours from Minot. We're 2.5 from Grand Forks, 3 hours from Winnipeg. So we're kind of got our own little niche here in the north.
For folks that have never been in the store, give me a little mental picture of the Golden Rule.
Well, it's about 6,000 square feet in Botano and about 5,500 in Rolla. It's a full department store for men's, women's, children's, shoes, outerwear, just about anything you can need for apparel, name brand merchandise, we'll have it.
So it kind of sounds like the good old days, right, where you go there to that hometown store and they had everything you needed. And
yeah, when you walk in, we'll know probably who you are, what size you are, what your wife bought for her birthday. And
so how many years later now since you moved from Madison?
15.
15.
It'll be 16 in June.
So, well, you're one of us now.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Your family. Your home, right?
Right.
Just don't tell the people in Michigan that.
Right.
Yeah. Do you enjoy it?
I do. We get to travel quite a bit with markets being in Las Vegas and New York and Minneapolis. That breaks up the year a little bit, and then throw a family trip in there once in a while.
That's awesome. Good story. The Golden Rule Clothing Store right here in Botano and also in Rolla. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Nice to hear that story. Pat Arts is here, our host from the State Bank of Botano. You know, it's a challenging time in the ag and oil world, but I get a sense there's plenty of smiles on faces of people of Botano because it's a great place to call home, right?
It is. We have a good agriculture, business community, recreation. Couldn't think of a better place in a small town Midwest to live and work and raise my family.
And you have yourself one beautiful new headquarters now.
Thank you. We moved in June 16th. It was probably a two-year process. We got employees, directors involved in designing, visiting different financial institutions in our region, and we finally put it together. We got moved in June 16th, and we're happy to be here. And we got lots of room for growth, and we have our insurance agency investment center under one roof like it used to be.
The first time I was here, this is on the drawing board, literally. As a, you know, a plan, and then the second time the construction was well underway, and now completely open and running and quite functional. People seem to like it, and I love the location right here on Highway 5.
Yeah, excellent location. I think we went from the worst location in Botano to the best. We never had a presence on Main Street or Highway 5. It's kind of a nice intersection here. It's convenient for most of our retailers. Obviously, we didn't please everybody when we moved down, but for the majority, giving them more services, two lanes of drive-through. So it's pretty exciting.
And a one-stop shop with the investment and the insurance and the banking all in one location.
Yeah, it is. And it is one of the main reasons why we did choose to build. Obviously, we needed more space. We were at our old facility. It was kind of stuffed in a cardboard box at the end, and we needed extra offices for growth and getting all our entities under one roof, and that was the second goal. And we wanted to have a presence on Highway 5. We feel that with the traffic and things that are happening, we wanted to have a Highway 5 presence.
A lot of Bison fans in Botano, too.
There is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Bison fans.
A sprinkling of Sioux fans?
We have a sprinkling of Sioux fans.
But
we still call them the Sioux. What is it called? Fighting Hawks?
Or? Yeah, I forget. No, I forget. It escapes me. Short break. Back with more with Pat Arts. We'll also meet some more folks from Botano. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
First International Bank and Trust knows the dream make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Vince is with us to tell us about every day made better with Hot Spring Spas. How and why?
Well, the difference, Scott, is water. What's the difference between our planet and all the other planets? Water. 70% of the Earth is water. 60% of our bodies, water. 80% of our blood, water. 90% of our lungs, water. Our first 9 months of life, water. The fact of the matter is, everything about us is based on water. So it should be no surprise when I say you recover wet, you live dry. You recover 25 times faster in water by three things, basically. One, it frees you from gravity. Unless you work for NASA, this is the only place you get to escape gravity. And what that does for you, it relieves pressure on the joints and the muscles. It physically relieves tension throughout the body, which gets rid of stress. You have hydrostatic pressure, which increases circulation. Matter of fact, there's 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body, 1 trillion cells, and without good circulation, they starve. That means bad stuff in, good stuff kept out. That's where 90% of all illness begins. So the fact that you're sitting in hot water improves that circulation 121%, which your body recovers 25 times faster.
Folks, it's all about better health, and winter is a beautiful time. It is a great time to try it. You're going to love it. Nothing like it. I love it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at FargoHotSprings.com, or stop and see them on South Washington Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, or next to Spitfire in West Fargo.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
A fourth Garth Brooks show has just been added, so the tickets are still selling, folks, to see Garth. That's amazing. I love it, too, because the tickets are reasonably priced. They're not ridiculous. Every seat's the same price. So that obviously works. And you're Garth Brooks. So what is new and exciting at B-Mobile, you may be asking? By the way, they're right across the street from me here in Bodno, or the State Bank of Bodno. Right across the street is the Bodno B-Mobile location. You know them as the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon is the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And right now, if I walked across the street here in Bodno, I'd find the Samsung S7 or S7 Edge at B-Mobile, packed full of one-of-a-kind features. Water-resistant, enhanced camera for less blur, low-light picture taking, if you need more battery life, the biggest battery yet in the Galaxy S7. and S7 Edge, this is the phone for you. B-Mobile is everywhere you're at, whether here at the Lakes, Botno, whether you're at home, beyond, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Thief River Falls, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton, Minot, Devil's Lake 2, Williston 2. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to Communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Pat Arts, State Bank of Botno, our host for the Botno Top 10 Tour Stop. Been a lot of fun. And I had a little riddle earlier, a little contest with the listeners saying, what do you think is the hot buzz in Botno? And it is Carson Wentz. I heard it last night. I heard it today in the bank. People are really fired up about why? What do you think has people so excited about Carson Wentz?
Well, obviously, coming from North Dakota, there's hasn't been a number one draft pick in quite some time. I think Phil Hansen was a number two. Jimmy Kay out of UND, I don't believe he was a number one pick, but first time doing some history. And he's such a wonderful kid, I just think he represents North Dakota.
It's a great story, isn't it?
It is. He's just such a quality kid. He's a team player, unselfish, Christian. I think every locker room in the NFL needs a guy like Carson Wentz, and he is going to do, I think, more to the game in the locker room and just being around him than he will on the field, even though I think he's going to be successful.
Scotty Miller smiling down from heaven, we thought, huh?
Absolutely. My, oh, my.
Another big day for the Bison, which is great. We're also joined today by Nikki Wiseman, who is with the Botno Economic Development Corporation. Nikki, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
You have a lot of experience in economic development in North Dakota. What do you, you know, for folks that see Botno and compare it to other similar-sized communities, what's the attributes that sell Botno the best?
It's the people. Yeah, the community is a really great community, and there's so many opportunities here that it's easy. Not easy, but easier. But we have a lot of assets here. You know, the infrastructure is good. There is the climate is somewhat good on some days. I guess it depends on what you like. I was just talking to somebody, and they said they like snow. And I'm going like, no, I like nice and shiny.
Well, I understand you just have to go north of, you know, about 30 minutes, and you have all the snow you want there. They had about, what, 5, 6, 7 inches at the lake this week, did I hear?
Eight to ten.
Eight to ten,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, I think it was all in my driveway. I think, so, yeah, I could have done without that, but that's okay. It's going away quickly. So.
Every community wants to be more diverse, but you like the diversity of Botno?
I do. You know, we have some industrial, we have retail, we have the egg, we also have oil. And so, and of course, we know how those subjects are going right now. But, you know, what a great opportunity with Patterson Grain here. But we have other opportunities that are just waiting for other businesses to come and take those opportunities.
What do you need? What's your wish list?
Some downtown retail spaces that are available. But industrial, I believe, you know, and with Patterson Grain, also with Farmers Elevator, I believe there's some other connecting businesses that we could solicit to make our community a rounder facility.
Does a community like Botno have an argument to say, hey, locate your manufacturing facility here, the industrial site here, because you don't have to compete? You know, with the labor force of a Bismarck or Fargo or a Grand Forks or Minot, is that an attribute?
I believe so. And we're also on major highways. You know, we have an airport. We have rail services here. So there's a lot of ways, a lot of businesses that are looking for locations are looking for those assets, and we do have them. And so it's an easy in and out. For people to move their products. And so I believe that it can be all possible. We just have to find them.
Well, thanks for sharing the story, Pat. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Look forward to having you up again next year.
Enjoy what we've started here with our little top 10 town tour, which all started in Botno. And we thank State Bank of Botno, Botno Lumber, Farmers Appliance, Mattern Family Meats, Hometown Market, and Mickelson Aggregates, along with our hospitality sponsor, the Cobblestone Inn, for having us. Todd Mitchell, are you there?
No.
I have a contest for you to end the program. See if you can guess this voice.
Well, I'm not hearing a voice, but I'm hearing the breath of Crazy Bob.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
And Bob, you embrace this Crazy Bob label, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't want to punch somebody in the kisser over that, huh?
Nope.
I got that from him, so I...
I actually see the harmonica that we often hear, so yes, his musical talents and his voice.
And the next time we'll be doing the pots and pans on the kitchen table.
I'm holding you to that.
Go. Yes.
Yeah, because you've been threatening that for a while now.
After I get my bacon.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the bacon.
About that bacon.
Yeah, we'll get you bacon.
Yeah, whatever.
Nothing like that Cloverdale bacon, one of our fine sponsors. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening from Bodno, Carl Rove, and a Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.